This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Let's go there with Shira and Ryan.
Hello, that's right. We are Let's Go There with Shira and Ryan on the new Channel Q on the Radio and Radio.com app. Remember, it's free, so download the app, find Channel Q so you can listen to our music and all the other shows and music we've got here 24/7 and on the go. Favorite Channel Q when you're on the app, by the way, as a reminder. And guess what? You can celebrate Valentine's Day with us at the world-famous Abbey this Thursday, February 14th from 7 to 9 p.m.
Wow, I was trying to get through.
With Dr. Chris and Loveline. Loveline will be broadcasting live from there, so you can ask all your love and sex, you know, needs and advice and, you know, get some advice from Dr. Chris there. You can play some games. There's going to be giveaways. There's going to be drinks, fun, lots more. So go to wearechannelq.com for more info. Okay, let's move on to some more love advice. This segment is something we do every single Tuesday. It's called Hear Me Out, where we bring our favorite therapists together from the Gay Couples Institute to help us with our lives. Sam Garanzini and Alapaki Yee, welcome back to the show.
Hey, hey, hey. Here, as always.
Yay.
Hi, guys.
Hello. So today...
Hello.
Love it. So today's topic is all about turning disconnection to connection. What does that mean?
Which I love that.
You know, disconnection is, I think it piggybacks wonderfully on the political talk you were just talking about. It's about that feeling of separation, about me versus them. I'm on the outside looking in, that, and I don't know how to get my voice heard. I don't know how to connect with somebody who I might want to have a romantic relationship, or if I'm in a relationship, I still feel lonely.
Yeah. Mm. And sometimes, I guess, at what point should you let that go and allow it to be a disconnect versus work on the connection?
That's a good question.
That's a really good question. So I think it comes down to, at what point should you let it go? I think it comes down to how many things have built up from the past. Mm-hmm. And is the person that you're with, do you really feel like that it's truly adversarial to where there's no more work that can be done on it? Because we've seen 2,500 couples since 2007 now, and we've been pretty amazed at people that come in and they are completely at other ends of the spectrum, but they are able to find some small piece to agree to work on, and then it goes from there.
Interesting. Mm. So it's all possible. There is a, you know, a shot.
So do you think people would rather be alone so they just avoid being hurt altogether and just kind of live in that disconnect?
I think people wouldn't rather be alone. I think we are afraid of rejection.
Mm.
Go for it, Alapaki.
Yeah, but yeah, I think fear of rejection is a big one we see. That is the number one thing that comes in. But I'm a creature of hope, so if you don't try, guaranteed nothing's going to happen. If you give it a try, something might happen.
Yeah.
So what we say is give it a try. It's really all about mindset.
Well, yeah, I think because we're living in this world of like apps and, you know, dating online and all these things. And I think rejection can be very hard, especially, you know, for just people to deal with. So I think a lot of times, and the reason why I ask that is because I feel like people would rather just say, you know what, I don't want to deal with the trauma of kind of dating in some way. If you look at, like, if you have like a bad dating, you know, track list.
Or you've been hurt.
Or if you've been hurt, and it's just like, I just rather just, you know, especially around the holidays, Valentine's Day is right around the corner. It's like, you just don't want to deal
right
with it.
Right. We hear that a lot, but I think underneath that, they will live with that. It's familiar, but it's not pleasant, because what we still hear under that is I'm lonely. So they'll kind of dig their heels in, like, I'm not going to try, but they're still left with the lonely feeling. So what do you do with that?
Definitely. We have therapists and a couple themselves from the Gay Couples Institute, Sam Garanzini and Alapaki, joining us for Hear Me Out, our weekly segment, helping all of us with our relationships.
It's now, free therapy,
it
honey.
It is. Now, we actually have someone in the studio with us, you guys, Jarrett Hill, who's been hanging with us. He's our pop culture and political journalist.
We're
and
like
he has
love.
Yeah, he has a question.
I'm in love with you both. So we're in a throuple, as I was told. I have often asked myself when I was entering a relationship or if I was starting to date someone and you start to see red flags or there are moments where someone says or does something and you're like, oh, I don't like that, or I respond negatively to it. I always ask myself, where is the line between good wisdom and jadedness?
Oh,
like, where's the line between like, oh, I've learned what that is and how to deal with it and not to deal with it again? Or like, I'm just really jaded and angry.
Yeah.
Can you guys answer that? Can you fix my life?
You know, I'm prepared to fix your life. I'm totally prepared.
I won't have to go to my therapist this week.
You don't have to. So here's the thing. We're actually giving a free training tomorrow night on exactly this. And one of the mistakes that we saw people repeatedly making is they don't quit soon enough. They allow others to respect their disrespect their values. They develop these kind of what I call rocks in the shoe, where it's things from the past, and they just kind of overlooked it and they let it go, and it accumulates another rock, because that's how relationships are. Miscommunication is the norm, and so it develops another rock and another rock. And eventually they realize that they were ignoring early warning signs and they allow patterns to continue. Mm. And I think the question you need to really ask yourself is, have I really created a space that's safe for me to open up to this person? Or do I feel more and more in this adversarial position with this person? And even though I'm in love with that thing or that idea I had in my head, but what I really have in front of me is disconnection.
Wow, a lot to think about as it relates to all of our lives right now. Coming up, we are continuing our conversation with therapist from the Gay Couples Institute and founder Sam Garanzini, Alapaki E. We're going to be sharing easy ways that we can all start doing better to connect as we go into Valentine's Day this week. We are continuing with a segment we're calling Hear Me Out. We do this every single Tuesday in the 5 p.m. Pacific hour, where we have our favorite therapist from the Gay Couples Institute, Sam Garanzini and Alapaki E, join us for a topic of the day relating to relationships, and we get to ask them all the questions we want.
And not have to get a bill for it.
Exactly. So today's discussion is about turning disconnection to connection. And so the question I had was all about, I guess, tips that you can give on how to start, you know, doing better to connect with people as we go into this Valentine's Day. And also just this year in 2019, we all have these resolutions of like, I want to find love, or I want to do this better, or that better. But, you know, we might be alienating ourselves or just disconnected in general. So what are steps we can all take?
That's a great question, where I say, kicking off the new year, have a great mindset to just go ahead and say hello to somebody. You have to try.
Oh, and talking to people, gross.
You have to communicate. You have to try. So we talk to so many gay and lesbian, queer identified singles that they miss their opportunity and they just don't say hi to somebody, or they don't know how to share what they feel, and they don't know how to share. And just to say hello to somebody is so difficult. And I would say, first and foremost, talk to people.
One other thing on there.
You better let us know.
I would say just pick one of these things that I'm going to rattle off and try to do one of those a little bit less this week. Oh. I'm all about, in our coaching program, we just try to set it up so that, like, what's the next one step you could take that's so easy it's impossible to fail? And so working with you and your headspace and your mindset is often that easy step. So one of those things you could do, and just take your pick, I'll just rattle three off, is one that we call mental filtering. So we choose to focus on what's not working rather than what's working. So this week, maybe when you sit across from your person on Valentine's Day, you're going to not mental filter. You can also try to not should and must yourself to death. Mm-hmm. So that's, you're sitting there going like, oh God. And especially Valentine's Day caters itself to this, like, oh my God, what if they don't like the damn chocolate? What if this pasta totally sucks at this restaurant? What if this should be something amazing, and there, all that. What if you choose to not do that? And the third option I would give you is, what if you choose not to personalize what's happening? What if it doesn't work out, or if there's not a great connection, maybe if you don't let that in and you don't personalize it, and you go, you know, maybe that was just a miss of a night, or there was too much pressure, and let's just try again next week.
Yeah, that's hard. Not taking things personally is hard. Jarrett Hill, did you have...
It is hard.
Jarrett Hill's our third here. He is hanging out with us as our guest in studio. What, did you have a question or you had something to say?
No, I just thought that should thing was really good. I've been like trying to eliminate the word should, because should always has something to do with other people. Like, I should be doing this. Our relationship should be that, we should be doing that, and it always has like something to do with expectations that are external, not internal.
Or for me, just like I would say expectations and this fantasy, this ideal that something you create in your head, which whenever we create something in our head, isn't that setting us up for almost disaster? That's a disconnect in a way.
Absolutely. Exactly.
And I think there's so much pressure we put on ourselves, and you know, to Garrett, to your point, the locus of control is on someone else, not yourself.
So let's talk about this 5-day connection challenge that you have.
Yes. Okay.
Which I think, since we're talking about connection, you actually have a challenge.
We did. We're doing the challenge. Today was the fourth of the 5-day, and you could still go to our Gay Couples Institute Facebook page and binge watch the videos that went with the lessons. Tomorrow, though, so it was totally designed by the 9,300 people on our page, and they really wanted to talk about some deep topics. So we went and did that, and we constructed a curriculum that really took them into some pretty deep topics of just looking through. They wanted to talk about their mindset. They wanted to talk the rules of engagement in the gay community, you know, social apps and things like that when you're in a relationship, monogamy and partying and clubbing and things like that. They wanted to talk about new ways to respond when communication is patchy and getting out of the roommate rut. And today we did sex and secrets. So tomorrow, though, is the big day that if you're remotely curious of where all this went, join us for the live training tomorrow on our platform where we talk about putting all of it together in the consciousness, the communication that is really going to create a solid connection with a partner in your life, whether you're single or you're in a relationship and want to go deeper.
That is awesome. We love some synergy, don't we? A holistic look at all of it. So once again, follow them, Gay Couples Institute, Sam Garanzini and Alapaki Yee. We do Hear Me Out every single week right here on Let's Go There, our show, Tuesdays at 5 p.m. Pacific. And that whole quiz and challenge and all that info you can find at wearechannelq.com. Thank you guys so much for being here again.
Absolutely.
And thank happy you. Valentine's Day.
Happy
I didn't even ask you what you guys were up
to. You have a great Valentine's Day. We're going to talk about it next week.
Okay. You better share the tea on your date.
Oh, God.
to love and connection.
Love Thanks, it. Guys.